Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, did an interview with ESPN, and he was asked about the Los Angeles Lakers. And we know they've had a very difficult offseason. The Lakers have, not the Mavericks. The Mavericks have actually had a pretty good last couple months of the season. They picked up Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, they got a lot to be excited about.
Yeah.
Well, they lost 49 games.
They did, but I think the nucleus that they've got put together here going forward is worth discussing.
It's Dallas, Sean. I'm going to take my shots.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. He was asked about the Lakers. He was speaking at the Social Innovation Summit in L.A. on Wednesday, and Cuban said that when another organization is struggling, it's better for the Mavericks. Quote, "The more screwed up the Lakers are, the happier I am, but I feel that way about every other franchise not in Dallas. We all go through it. Every franchise goes through cycles, and when your down cycle hits you, it's never fun." I apologize. I've not been here the last 3 days. What has been the latest in terms of the franchise here in town with respect to all of the drama that was going on late last week?
I think the biggest part of it is you add dysfunction to the mix. You know what I mean? I personally, Sean, I was one that, hell, I appreciate Tillman Fertitta's aggressive approach to, hey, things got to change. Instead of, you know, you and I talked at length multiple times about, is running it back with the same group, the same approach, the same everything, is that really the way to go? And I think we all agreed, no, that's not can't be the way to go, right? Whether you're talking about the contracts or you're talking about the fact that you haven't been able to get over the hump and beat Golden State, that can't be the way to go. So change has to happen. I, for one, appreciate Tillman Fertitta's openness and aggressiveness about changing. Now, I don't necessarily agree with everything he's saying or putting it out there in the media the way he's putting it out. I don't necessarily agree with that. But for whatever reason, when I think about the big picture, I want somebody flipping this thing on its head. I mean, I'm not okay with just being the best team against Golden State in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're still sitting at home with the other ones that lost to Golden State. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, over the last 2 weeks or last 3 weeks, I'm so tired of hearing about, well, our record against Golden State was better than anybody else's. It was still a losing record.
Yeah.
You know, or we're closer. And even Rich and I talked about it, and it kind of came up just in the middle of conversation is, you were the closest you've been to making a title run was when Chris Paul's hamstring got hurt 2 years ago. You weren't closer this year. You were further away this year than you were last year. So are they going in the wrong direction? You know, there's just some things there that make me greatly appreciate Tillman Fertitta's ability to just be aggressive with change.
Yeah, I still think D'Antoni's a lame duck coach. I still think he's here, you know, for not very much longer at all, and it's still in play that he's not the coach when the season starts in the fall. And, Sean, the last time you and I did a show on Friday, I think was when Jonathan Fagan had come out with the report, including the comments from agent Warren Legarry, about the deal being only worth $2.5 million if he was fired or Didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Which turns out is incorrect.
That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah.
Because in that report on Friday, Fagan included, Daryl Morey confirmed what Warren Legarry told the Chronicle. And the next thing you know, on Monday, we're hearing that Daryl Morey is looking to clear up some inaccuracies, some misreporting that's gone on. Well, it was reported because you confirmed it was true to Jonathan Fagan that suddenly we find out that the $5 million is guaranteed.
Yeah.
The only way it's not is if he doesn't coach one game that season.
Yeah. So eventually we arrive at whatever the truth
is. That's a big difference.
No, I get it. I get it. And that's not where I'm going with this segment, just to be clear. But yeah, the truth is now out there about that contract. Just to bring it all back around to the reason why I had Cuban reveling in the fact that the Lakers are so dysfunctional is that I think the Lakers are viewed as a potential landing spot to help the Rockets out of this Chris Paul dilemma that they're in right now.
Suddenly the Rockets could become big spenders on the open market if they could pull this off.
If they were able to move Chris Paul, if somehow the dysfunction of the Lakers Because let's face it, a Lakers organization that had Jerry West running it would probably not be trading for Chris Paul's 3 years, $120 million. But if you believe that LeBron is the one that's pulling most of the strings
LeBron's
in the building.
LeBron's running the Lakers.
If he's running the Lakers right now, then all of a sudden this might be a gift from heaven that the Rockets could find a landing spot for Chris Paul with the dysfunctional Laker organization.
He ran the Cavs. He ran the Heat. He's running the Lakers.
It would clearly be, a from a contract standpoint, a cap standpoint, a huge win, right? But I ask you this, Sean. If the approach is still dribble, 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 dribble at the top of the key, who are you going to bring in that's going to make a difference to get this team over the hump?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know which guys are available. I don't know how much. The article I'm looking at says it opens up $24 million in cap space. Here's the problem with trading Chris Paul to the Lakers is I don't think that Chris Paul is going to be the Lakers' first choice as far as who they want to pair with LeBron. I think even LeBron, as good of friends as he is with Chris Paul, would not say that Chris Paul is my first choice to be the second star player. And so the Rockets, they may have to wait a while here to see if LeBron strikes out with the rest of these guys before Chris Paul is some sort of face-saving move that they make to bring in another star player.
And he was not a greatly diminished player last season. He actually had a pretty good year, Chris Paul. And, you know,
just not $40 million good.
No, it's never going to be the case.
Right.
But I don't think we can emphasize enough how much LeBron has expressed whenever asked throughout his career how much he wants to play with Chris Paul,
how much he wants them
to be teammates before he hangs it up and all is said and done. And I think they both know that they're getting short on the number of years where they're going to have that opportunity.
I think LeBron, of all people, I think players, particularly the greats in the league right now, your top 10 guys, while they love and respect what Harden can do, I think they're sharp enough to understand that your point guard was not controlling the offense. Your point guard was not handling the team. Harden had the ball in his hands and was milking the clock most of the time down to the end of the shot clock. I mean, so I think they look at it as, and there's no doubt he's older. I mean, there's no doubt he's not worth $40 million. I mean, the conversation has to go beyond that, right? At what point do you go, the dude can still play? The dude, I mean, he still put up 26 in game six or 28 in game six, whatever it was, and was creating separation and was getting great lift on his jumper. He was doing some great things. I believe that LeBron James looks at that, and the last thing he thinks is Chris Paul is too old. I still think he views it as, I want an opportunity to play with that guy just like he wanted to play with Wade and Bosh and Melo, but they couldn't get it to happen. I think that would be his top pick to come out there and be the point guard for the Lakers.
And if this unlikely transaction we're discussing hypothetically were to actually happen, obviously the next question becomes, with all that money to spend, how do the Rockets reform the nucleus of this team to ensure that they don't take a step backward from Chris Paul, that they continue heading in that contending and challenging to Golden State direction that they've been, you know, pretty successful heading in over the last couple of years? And Clint, I think you bring up a valid point, because I've never been as critical of the dribble, dribble, dribble as you have, because my bottom line has always been, if they win and they advance, that's all that matters. But for them to have to go out and restock this core means they're going to have to attract star-level players to come play with James Harden. And that's a factor in whether or not they want to come here, if they're going to come to a place where they may not see the ball very much.
Well, it can't be a point guard. It can't be another guard. I mean, you use that money to go sign Gordon and sign P.J. Tucker and get all those guys. I don't know where their contracts are, but keep those guys in place. Where you got to make the huge upgrade is with Capella in the paint. He clearly disappeared when the stage was the biggest and the lights were the brightest. I mean, you got to upgrade down there if you're going to keep playing that same style of ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.